Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Samuel, chapters 16 to 18. It's time to move on from our disappointments. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1 like this. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." Saul became a big disappointment for both God and Samuel. After the incident with the Amalekites, in which Saul disobeyed the specific commands from God through Samuel, the following were the three immediate aftermaths. Number one, Samuel intentionally broke connection with Saul until he died. It is written that Samuel went no more to see Saul until the day of his death. There was no longer any godly mentoring or spiritual counseling for Saul for the rest of his life. Number two, Samuel grieved for Saul for a long time. As we read, "Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul." He must have gone through the numerous if-only scenarios in his mind concerning Saul and was truly sorry for him. And number three, it is written that the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. God was surely not happy with his own decision. However, instead of grieving over the disappointing Saul, God told Samuel that it was time to move on, for God had provided himself a king among the sons of Jesse from Bethlehem. It is said that our disappointments are actually God's appointments for him to do greater things through us. God had already sought for himself a man after his own heart in David, who would prove to be the greatest king in Israel's history. What then happened was a transfer of anointing from Saul to David, which is evident from the following verses that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verses 13 and 14 like this. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Martin Luther King has once remarked like this: "We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope." It was true that Saul was a big disappointment for everyone, for this was what Samuel had remarked to Saul when he first met him. "And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on all your father's house?" But now Samuel had to hope in the wisdom of God, who sent him to David in order to anoint him as the next king of Israel. We should understand that many situations and various people in our lives will bring us disappointments, and we will tend to stop on our tracks and grieve over the matter. However, today's scripture portion clearly counsels us that we should forget about what has already happened, for we cannot control it, nor can we change the past. Let these incidents be life lessons for us that we should never repeat. Rather, let us move on from our disappointments to doing God's will in our lives. Let us adopt the following statement by Apostle Paul in our lives as we read in Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14 like this. "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."